Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy and features real testimonials.
This was our first time trying therapy, and honestly, it was long overdue. Looking back, we just wish we had started sooner.
Regain's qualified therapists help couples when they can't get there on their own.
We thought it was intimacy issues, but Andrea helped us uncover a deeper root cause we hadn't even realized was there.
Visit Regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. Regain, couples therapy that works.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Thanks for listening. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Radically Loved. I am joined by a very special guest, new friend, I will say, and I'm excited to have this conversation with her here on the podcast. Please welcome Uli Boita Cohen. Thank you so much. She's doing a little dance. If you're not watching it, you guys watch the videos of this podcast. I know we were like for many years, just audio. We're doing video now and it's so much more exciting. Right, Uli, what do you think?
Hi, Rosie. Hi. I love that you're doing video. I mean, listen, at first I was like, in this economy, we're going to do video today. But then I was like, yes, we absolutely should, because we do need to connect. We need to see each other. Seeing eyes is very important. We love it. We're here for it. And so, yeah, of course, watch these videos. Rosie's going the distance for you guys.
That's awesome. So we were just, Uli and I were talking about our tech husbands. We were having some tech things. I feel like this has been an ongoing thing. Let's just talk about how Mercury is completely in retrograde right now. How's it going over there in your parts? Tell us, where are you, Uli? You're on the East Coast, right?
I'm on the East Coast. I'm coming to you from Brooklyn in New York City, close to Fort Greene Park. And I mean, things are happening. Things are happening over here. Things are transitioning. Right now, it's a big time of endings and beginnings. For me personally speaking, just to dive right in.
Oh, let's get in there.
And I have some stories for you. So you tell me when you're ready.
Well, yeah, I'm ready. Tell us about this this project, the Subway Book Review. I'm in. The minute that, so we have a mutual friend, Joe Cohane, and we just connected and he told me, he's like, you need to meet my friend. And I said, you got it. And we met and here we are. So I'm in for it, all of it.
Good. Thank you for having me here. Before I tell you about this book, which I'm very excited about, I'm going to hold it up. She's my Scorpio girl. She comes out October 26th. But everybody needs to pre-order her now, because pre-orders are very important for an author. We can talk about it.
Yes, female authors. I always say this. Support female authors. Everybody listening to this podcast always hears me say this. The link is in the show notes. Go do it right now as you're listening.
Go do it. But can I tell you what happened in the park this morning?
Please.
I'm really excited about it.
I'm into it.
Okay. So first, before I tell you about what happened in the park, I have to tell you what happened on Friday, this last Friday, which was heartbreak, like the biggest heartbreak, one of the biggest heartbreaks of my life, because I had to say goodbye to my 18-year-old cat, Ray.
Oh.
And it was the worst, but it was his time, but it was still the worst, you know? And we did it as thoughtfully as we could. We had a vet come to our home. I prepared the space. I did the good Palo Santo for him. I got the extra good Palo Santo for him. I called all the spirits in. We had the Virgin of Guadalupe with us the whole time, of course. We had the tarot deck out. Listen, we got the nature spirit card. I'm holding it up right now. If that's not the most beautiful portal that you've ever seen. And it was just so affirming in him really being ready. He was very weak at this point, not to get all bummer, but I promise you, I'm going to pick you back up. Okay. But you have to understand how low I have been. And when I say it's a time of endings and beginnings, I really mean it in that order. So Friday, 10 a.m. Also, how horrible when you know an end is coming and it has an actual timestamp. Have you experienced that before, Rosie? Yes. Because that is insane.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the show. I've myself had two losses, deep, heavy losses within 6 months of each other. And they were horrific.
Yes. And when you know it's coming, it does not make it easier. It makes it crazier because you see it approaching and there's no escape and there's no control in it, right? And you have to just surrender. It's the ultimate surrender of all surrenders. And Ray was so peaceful and he was so gentle and he really was ready to go. We felt his little soul flying into the cosmos immediately. There was no hanging on. We were devastated. We had to get out of town. We went into nature and came back after the weekend. And then yesterday, Monday, it was really freaking hard because I'm an artist. I work from home. And so then I realized how many hours and minutes of every day I actually spent with this cat named Ray. And he was my special bud. You know what I mean? Like, he was my guy. So this morning I went into the park and Ray has sent me little gifts already. I should say this. Yesterday, he sent me something when I asked him to show me that he's still close. He sent me this little piece of paper. I can go get it for you later because it's really bananas. That is shaped like a cat's head. It has fuzzy ears. It has the fuzzy top of the head. And he put it right by his water bowl. And I was like, are you kidding me? You're a jokester. You're the most beautiful jokester cutie cat that I've ever met in my life. Thank you for this little cat head. I was so stunned. I was so thrilled. And I was like, all right, he's close. And then this morning I went for a walk in the Fort Greene Park, as I do. And I go early when all the dogs are loose before 9 a.m. They get to be off leash. And they were running around like wild banshees, having the best time of their lives. And I'm on the phone with my mom and I say to her, I can't have another cat because no cat will ever be like Raymond. And she goes, yeah, I know this. And I say to her, and I swear to you, Rosie, this happens within like boom, 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 5 minutes of each other. I'm on the phone with mom and I say, I can't wait to see which animal finds me next. I see my friend Naz approaching with her dog in the distance. I get off the phone with mom. I say, I gotta go. There's my friend. My friend Naz comes and she hugs me and she looks over my shoulder and she says, look at that pretty little blue bird on the ground. And I turn and I look and it's a freaking parakeet. And I was like, a parakeet is a homebound bird. That is not a wild bird. This bird has no business being surrounded by 500 wild dogs running around like they've lost their minds. I was like, we have to go catch it. So then we mobilized the entire park that was in sight to A, keep the dogs away from this bird. I was too sketched out to catch it. Nats caught it. Then it escaped, flew in a tree. Another woman came. Another woman had a brown paper bag that she had her croissant in. The bird was eventually gently captured, placed in this bag. We went to the pet store. We got a cage. And that is how I met my new animal friend. Drum roll. Well, I thought it was a boy, so I named it Poppy Pete the parakeet. Turns out she is, of course, a woman, but she's going to remain Poppy Pete the parakeet. Because gender is a social construct and we just can't change our minds that many times. So when I say that endings and beginnings happening in a very profound way right now and us just needing to be ready for these miracles that want to come our way, I really mean that in a profoundly open-hearted sense.
And I wanted to share that. Man, that is so cool. That is such a wild story and so beautiful. And it really is about perspective and being able to be awake to the miracles and the blessings that this world has. And it is so congruent with radical love and what radically loved is, that we are supported, we are being carried by this bigger source, picture, experience. The universe works for us and not against us. And I really love that so much, to be able to have all of that happen. I mean, I really do believe in, you know, the spirit of our loved ones, including our pets, that they bring us messages, that they stay with us forever. And we had a really incredible guest on the show, Nikki Cuthbert, and she's a pet intuitive. And it was really great because prior to us having the interview, we did a session because I just, my little Shih Tzu had just passed. She was just a 4-month old puppy. And so it was very traumatic. 6 months prior to that, my Shih Tzu, my boy, Chewy, who had been with me for, you know, close to 8 years, my best friend, also passed. And it was a lot, but she really told me and gave me this respite in my heart and soul that they were here energetically, and they were showing up. They were showing up in my dreams. They were showing up in pictures that would pop up on my phone. It was very bizarre, you know, how, and I just took it as they're just communicating with me. And the thing that she said to me that gave me the most comfort was, basically, she told me to rest in the love that I have and that they have for me, that love is eternal and there is no end to the love, that any human loss or pet loss, the love is still very much alive, and to just focus on that as opposed to the grief of losing something, because the love is not lost. The love is there. And so everything that you're saying to me is just reaffirming that, you know, being able to go through this experience, knowing that it was coming, still feeling the pain in your heart that you were going to go through this really difficult time. And then sort of like Ray showing up in this other way with the cat, the little cutout by his bowl, and then showing up as this bird is so
also
wild.
A cat gifting you a bird is like the most beautiful thing that could happen, you know, like that's not lost on us either, of course. And I think that exactly what you're saying, Rosie, what that affirmed to me is that the entire universe wants to converse with us and wants to be in communication with us. And I think that it's very, very easy for humans to feel and actually to forget that we're part of nature. And that we are part of the eternal universe, and that that communication doesn't just come from us, but that it wants to flow through us. And to me, I mean, that is something that is really clutch and crucial in my work. And if I wouldn't believe that, I couldn't do what I do, which is, right, most of the time I approach a perfect stranger who is literally on their way, which is also why I've chosen the subway as my conversation place, because
that's let's tell everybody. Yeah. Tell everybody about this. Yeah. This project that you're working on. Let's tell everybody about the vision behind the Subway book review.
And I love the gesture you just made. You made like a tunnel, which I like. You're like, boom. That to me was like the exact, like, I was like, yes, that is me. It me. Well, Subway Book Review, I started it 7 years ago, and I had just moved to New York City. And I really, you know, my background is filmmaking, but I wanted to find a space where I could really understand what makes New York City the magical place that it is. And New York City does sit on very special soil, right? It's a port town. Horrific things have taken place here, but it is also this port of dreams, and people come here for that reason. And so I wanted to understand, it's also in many ways, right? Like, it's where this country started. It's where this country also ended for other people, the people who were here before the settlers arrived, right? Again, like, this time of endings and beginnings is very connected, of course. So I arrived. I had said goodbye to this filmmaking dream to some regard, but I had my phone on me and I wanted to document. And so the space that just really stood out to me as a phenomenal space is, of course, the subway and the underground, because literally, you know, the underground movements are where they are the birthplace of so many human rights, of so many artistic movements. So yes, I was a bit literal and your girl went into the literal underground, but then also the subway is phenomenal because it only moves forward. Do you know? It loops maybe, but there is no going back. It's a forward momentum that is automatically built into the space. And then what I also really loved is that it's very democratic and everybody takes the subway, right? We're all on it. The stars, they're just like us. They're on the subway, right? And what stood out to me is how many people are reading books. And books are, of course, a wonder because they're portals into other worlds. And readers are people who, sure, maybe they look for escapism. But to me, what I found over time in then approaching these readers and speaking to them and using the book as the icebreaker and the portal into letting this communication flow, this universal conversation, which is, of course, who are you? Where are you going? Who do you want to become? Those were the questions that I was interested in. And those were the questions I was asking and I'm still asking today. I used the book to kind of get access to the mind of someone who was in transit and who hadn't yet arrived, but who chose to engage their mind in this very specific way while they were in motion. And that to me became Subway Book Review. And by now I've interviewed over 1,000 people. I've ridden every train line front to back. I've covered all 5 boroughs. And that really brings me the most joy because those conversations just show me time and time again, exactly that, you know, we are all one. And I know that that can be very tricky to unpack. And I know that can, from a socioeconomic standpoint, feel very untrue. But in terms of the love that is available to us and the radical acceptance that is available to us, that is intended for each of us equally. And that's what these conversations have shown me time and time again. And it doesn't matter if I speak to Owen, who's a young Black man in America, about dancing and how he only feels free and really truly free when he's dancing and expressing his body and his feelings that way. And he, of course, was reading about Assata Shakur, right? One of the ultimate freedom fighters. Or if that's Maya Marie, who I spoke with on Valentine's Day, who had just been brutally dumped and was reading An American Marriage, and told me that she was changing her mind about what family means and that it doesn't necessarily mean that she needs to get married and have children. And that instead she adopted, quote unquote, an elderly woman who she met on a park bench named Cosette, who's now part of her family life. So these are people who are not just going with the status quo, but they're reinventing, right? They're dreaming up what can be. And those are the people we want to hear from, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm 100%. To me, it's so fascinating because it brings us back. It's very similar to what Joe was talking about when he was on the show and he was talking about the power of strangers and this world that we miss because we're not really engaging with other humans. We're missing this deeper connection, this whole other perspective, this entirely new vantage point. And it's interesting because for you, having these conversations with these people like allows you to have that intimate experience with them. I think that it really rubs up to or butts up to our ability to be empathetic and how we're losing that. Maybe we talk about this.
100%. You know, I think empathy and othering are, of course, very closely related, right? And I'm asked a lot what my thoughts are on othering, which is, of course, right, making someone else an other, making them not like you, making them separate from you, separating yourself from them. And I believe that it actually starts with yourself first and with the relationship that you have to yourself. And from there, it ripples out. And what I mean by that is when you're at home in your own body and in your own mind, you don't even have to separate yourself from other people. You don't even have to do that because you can be accepting and empathetic with yourself first. And it starts with the relationship with yourself first. And then from there, you can figure out what your place in the world is from there, you figure out your place in your actual neighborhood, your place in your community, your place in your country, your place in the world. But it's a ripple effect, and it begins with yourself first and the amount of empathy and love and self-regard you can give to yourself. I really, truly believe that. And then othering becomes a concept that is actually foreign to you, because then you understand that other people are intended to be a wonder for you and not something that you need to see as a separate entity.
Can you believe the holidays are right around the corner? That's just one reason why this is my favorite time of the year. The other, all the amazing TV to watch, and my absolute favorite shows are all on Acorn TV. Acorn TV is the largest commercial-free British streaming service that features compelling stories, exclusive premieres, and originals you won't find anywhere else. With Acorn TV, there's always something new to discover. It has hundreds of exclusive shows from around the world, including award-winning mysteries, dramas, comedies, and so much more. Currently, Tori and I are streaming The Gulf. It's a scenic New Zealand-based mystery with Detective Jess Savage wants to leave the past behind and make the most of her tentative new relationship with her daughter, Ruby. It is so good, especially if you're into crime thrillers. Also, this weekend is the season finale of Manhunt the Night Stalker, a story about a detective who got a dangerous criminal off the streets. You can get thousands of hours of new enthralling content on Acorn TV for a fraction of the cost compared to most streaming services, only $5.99 a month. You can try Acorn TV for free for 30 days by going to acorn.tv and use the promo code LOVED, but you have to enter the code in all lowercase letters. That's acorn.tv and use the code LOVED. Let us know what your favorite TV shows are. One of the things that bummed me out the most while we were in lockdown is not being able to get a mani and a pedi. And I know that sounds a little bit first world problems, but let's be honest, I like to have a manicure. I get these little things on the sides of my nails that if I don't cut them, I start to bite, and hands in the mouth, not a good look for anybody. Enter my experience with Olive & June. Olive & June is the answer to creating salon-perfect nails at home. Their mani system is everything you need for beautiful salon-perfect nails at home, and they even solved the problem of that one hand, you know, the one hand that's perfect, and how you can't seem to get the other hand to look as good as the first hand. Please tell me that I'm not the only person who's had this problem. Olive & June's system sends you everything you need, all the tools you need in one box. I even learned what all of the tools were for. And in my many years of trying to do my own nails or going to a nail salon, I never knew what to use for what part of the nail. Oh, and the key to evening out so that both hands have this pristine salon look is the special tool, the Poppy. It's a patented brush handle that makes it so easy to paint both your hands. Who would have thought a little poppable handle was the answer to all of my even manicure needs? The Olive & June Mani system is definitely a game changer for me. My nails look professionally done, and my one other hand doesn't look like my five-year-old niece painted them. I suggest getting the Olive & June Mani system with six polishes. It breaks down to just $2 a mani. I used to spend $35 or more for one manicure, and now not only is it less expensive, but I can do it from the comfort of my own home. And you guys know I'm a homebody. They make it super easy to find the perfect color, whether it's a specific color you're looking for or you're wanting to do something for the season. For me, currently, it's the fall and the cinnamon brown is giving me all kinds of life. Getting beautiful salon perfect nails at home is now a dream come true. Your new nail life is here. Visit oliveandjune.com/loved. For 20% off of your first mani system. This is an exclusive offer for all of our listeners. That's oliveandjune.com/loved. Use promo code LOVED at checkout to get your mani system. oliveandjune.com/loved. Use promo code LOVED. A special shout out to Olive & June for also being a female-owned company. First impressions are everything. So if you're looking to make an impact with your online content, you need Issue.
the easiest way to make your creative ideas come to life and share everywhere you want to be seen. Issue is an all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital content, from marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks and brochures and more. I'm currently using Issue to create my new training manuals. I am so excited to be sharing not only my new book, but also all of the workshops and retreats I have planned for 2022. I'm excited to do things back in person in human form, and I'm excited to share this new content with all of you through Issue. So for any of you out there who do trainings or workshops, check out their manual template. It is so easy to use and so easy to edit. It didn't take me any time at all to be able to create the content that I'm going to be teaching next year. Issue also works seamlessly with tools we already use like Canva, Dropbox, and InDesign. They help creators, marketers, designers, really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience. So get started with Issue today for free. If you sign up for a premium account, you will get 50% off when you go to issue.com/podcast and use the promo code Rosie. That's ISSUU.com/podcast and use the promo code Rosie at checkout for your free account or 50% off of your premium account. That's issue.com/podcast with promo code Rosie.
Yeah. Oh, I feel like that's one of the biggest issues we're facing in the world right now that stops us from living our best life, right?
Yeah, but I think it's really a separation from the self, you know, because if you think about it, we're not intended to sit with ourselves at this moment in time. A lot of people feel like they don't have the time. A lot of people feel like they're trying, but they're trying it by creating more productivity again. And there is very little unstructured time where we're really just still, right? Where we're actually not even doing yoga, or we're not even doing a meditation, but where we're just in the world and we're ready for the world to happen with us. And I think the amount of productivity and the amount of even quote unquote self-help tools that are now available can sometimes even get in the way of that, of really becoming still and just being present in the world and to see what is on offer. And that unstructured time to me is that there's so much magic in it. And I know that every one of us has experienced it at one point. You're nodding right now. I know that you have experienced it, Rosie.
Yeah, no, I definitely have. And I know that the value and the power that having these experiences has. I mean, I would say that a lot of the sort of forks in the road for me have taken place during those moments where it's not by chance, it's not a coincidence. They come in the most perfect time. And I think that we need to be paying attention. I think we need to open ourselves up to having these experiences. And I'm curious, doing this project and writing this book, what was your experience in seeing people perhaps with their heads, instead of buried in a book, on their phone or not paying attention to something? Like, they might be missing something. I think that that speaks to more the question of our level of being able to pay attention to what is happening. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, no shade to people who are on the phone. I'm on the phone sometime too. I'm on the phone a lot. Instagram was down for 6 hours yesterday. People lost their minds. You know what I mean? Like, we barely could function, constantly kept checking. Is it back? What has happened? Is that part over forever? We didn't know. And was that a pleasant time? No. For most people, that was a time of panic. It was a time of like now, right? Like, crazy. Anyway, there's no shade about being a phone-oriented person, because there's also a lot of connection that lies on social media and in that parts of our lives. However, a book is one of the last things, if not the only thing, that you cannot multitask. I'm going to say that again. It is one of the only things that you cannot multitask. It requires your entire being to be present. And a book therefore infiltrates your DNA in a profound way. That is why books stay with us totally differently than movies, TV shows, anything else we consume that is media. I think a podcast is similar because a conversation can infiltrate your being in a very particular way too. But you can cook and listen to a podcast, or you can, you know, like, it's a beautiful thing. Like, some of us watch TV while writing an email. I mean, we shouldn't, but maybe we do. But a book, if you're reading it, you can literally only do one thing, and that is that thing at the time. So I think that people who read, they're just giving themselves the chance to really find an answer to a question, as Minjin Lee put it, who was on a panel with me at the Brooklyn Book Fest just this weekend. Because even though I was heartbroken, the show must go on. And yes, we did a panel right away on Sunday morning at 10 while grieving, because sometimes we have to push through. And Minjin Lee, who's the author of Pachinko, who's phenomenal, she said this. She said, think about it, you know, like, books are they infiltrate you, and they really want to shape you. And if you have any kind of question, there is a book out there that has the answer for you. So I think reading is for the people who really want answers, truly, like, who really want to find answers. And to find answers, we have to become very present.
Yeah. Wow. That is, if I had a clap track right now, it would be erupting, because
would it be a slow clap? Would it be like or not?
It would be a fast standing ovation. So beautiful. I couldn't agree more. And as you were saying that, I was agreeing with my entire being, because you're so right. All the things that have inspired me have come from books that I've read, authors who I follow, people who are fully immersed in that experience, because I want to feel the depth and the immersion of whatever it is that I'm reading as well. And wow, it's so fascinating to be able to be in that space where you can dedicate some time to fully being immersed in something like reading a book. And I'm a book person, and some people will listen to an audiobook. That's great. My husband, partner, fiance, he listens to book all day long. He consumes books like they're going out of style, and he could just, you know, listen to book, and that's his way of consuming the content. For me, in the beginning, I found it really difficult. I love to listen to podcasts.
Yes.
I love listening to podcasts. And for me, I learn a lot from doing that. But when I'm wanting to immerse myself in something, I get the book, the phone is put away. I light a fire, I get my tea, I sit mm-hmm. down, I get my cozies, the dog is on my feet. Mm-hmm. Like, it just is the full experience of diving into what you were saying earlier with the tunnel. You're diving into this portal, this opening, this experience. And I think it's important for us to have that.
Yeah. It's how we've shared our realities. And I say plural because there is not one reality. There's as many realities as there are people, right? So there's billions of them. Books are, and the written word is how we've shared realities since the beginning of our time. And in a lot of ways, you know, I made a very meta thing because I kind of made a book about books, right? It's like a book about reading and readers and honoring these people, because to me, this is like, what I wanted to create was, of course, a documentation. But if you really ask me what I wanted to create was, I wanted to create a space for healing. I wanted people to have many answers. This is a book of answers, you know, this is a book of possibilities. This is a book that can open your heart in so many different directions. It just depends on which direction you want to go. So that is my community service that I'm providing with this project, is that I really want to create a space that is healing and that can provide just like a community that is safe to explore what's on your mind, and also where your mind naturally wants to go. Because sometimes we can't know because there's so much anxiety or pressure, and we feel like we want to change, or we feel like we want things to be different, but we don't even know how to spark that. And so this to me is really, I've done my job right. If you feel like you're on the subway with me and you have the chance to meet 170 strangers who share a perspective with you, and maybe that perspective becomes something that changes your life, or that at least puts you on a track that makes you feel really good and like yourself and like your home and like you're not so separated from the person that is meant to be.
Yes. Uli, tell us the name of the book and where we can get it.
This book is called Between the Lines, Stories from the Underground. It's by Uli Bodger Cohen. That's me, the creator of Subway Book Review. And you can find it at any bookstore where books are sold. But of course, support your local indies. I mean, come on.
Yes, important, super important. So all of the links to Uli will be on the show notes. If you're watching the video, they'll be below in the description. If you're listening to this on whatever platform you consume podcasts, it will be in the info button. Before we conclude this incredibly enlightening conversation, where can people go for more information?
Please come to Instagram when it's not down, when it is available on the internet. So you can find me at the UBC and at Subway Book Review. And you can also find me online at www.subwaybookreview.co.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Uli. And before I ask you the final question, actually, there is no before. I'm just going to ask you the final question. I just want you to commit to come back and talk to us. That's really what I wanted.
I will absolutely come back anytime.
All right. That's perfect. Great. I got you on the hook. I got it in on the
recording. Have it on tape, on the record.
Got it on tape. And so the final question is with regard to why I created this podcast. I wanted to create a place for people to come to get inspired, to feel supported. The whole idea is that we are radically loved and supported by God, universe, source, whatever higher power of your understanding, that the universe works for us and not against us. And so the final question to you is, how do you feel radically loved?
How do I feel radically loved? I knew this question was coming, and it is such a big question. And every day that changes, right? Mm-hmm. I feel radically loved when, despite chaos, despite lack of control, I can show up for myself by simply, honestly being me, where all my emotions are welcome and all my difficulties are welcome. And I can take one step at least that day anyway. That's when I know I'm doing it.
So good. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the work that you have done and continue to do. We're so grateful to have you here to be a part of the Radically Loved community. Please definitely come back to see us. The name of the book is called Between the Lines, and you are just so incredible. It was so enlightening.
Oh, and if you're in New York, you can see us on all the Link NYC kiosks right now, which are the digital kiosks for the entire month of October. And if you do, please take a photo and please tag Subway Book Review. I'm so excited by every single snap that people send me.
I love this so much. So please, everybody, just follow Uli. She is incredible, as you all have seen and experienced, and I'm definitely a fan. Thank you all so much for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. Share this with a friend if you had some insights during this conversation. We always love to hear from you. You can always email us at info@radicallyloved.com. Any questions you may have. Don't forget to share this. Share. Thank you all so much. Have a great rest of your day, week, weekend, morning, whenever you're listening to this. We love you and we're here to support you. Thank you all so much. Hey everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I am so excited to continue to do this. Please share this with your friends. Email us. Message us on Instagram at Rosie Acosta or on Twitter at Rosie Acosta. Subscribe on iTunes. Write a review. We love doing this, so please help us continue to keep this podcast going. Thanks for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. see why people wish they try couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.